Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you have joined us here today for this online service. One of the things that we normally do when we begin our service is we say good morning to the people that are sitting around us. And what really happens, though, is it turns into a big love fest. And so what I invite you to do right now is to just close your eyes for a moment and to imagine some of those people that sit around you on a Sunday morning if you attend our services. And if you don't normally attend our services, to just hold in your mind's eye some of those people that you love and that you care about. And to imagine right now, or just to send those people some of your love. To see your love wrapping itself around them. To see those people standing in their own authentic power and in their own wholeness. And to know that as you are doing that, you are actually sending a blessing to those people. Because blessing actually means to see spirit in the midst of whatever's going on. You see their spirit, their authentic power. You see them in that light. And to recognize that there are also people who are watching this at some point and that are sending you their love and seeing you stand in your own wholeness and power, that they are sending you a blessing right now. And so how lovely it is to get to participate in that. And so I'd like to begin our service today by reading our mission statement. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are awakening to that divine presence that lives within us. We're awakening to the fact that everywhere we go, in everything we do, we walk in that presence and with that presence, that it lives within us. It is the very core essence of who we are. Because what happens as we come to recognize that that is our essence, who we came here as, that then we have access to all that we recognize. We have access to the love and the peace and the wholeness and the power of the divine, of our own nature, regardless of what's happening in the world. Therefore, we aren't in a place of reaction. We are in a place of choice. And as we come from choice and that place of authentic power, then we're able to bring love and peace into the world, regardless of how other people are acting or what other people are doing. So as we do that, we not only become a beneficial presence in our own lives because our lives become more peaceful and more loving, but we actually become a beneficial presence in those relationships and conversations. And because we are all part of this one collective consciousness of humanity, we actually have an effect on the whole. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for heeding the call of your own spirit to be bringing that goodness into this world and to be walking this spiritual path in a way that is a blessing to this entire world. And so you're in for a big treat today. We actually have a guest practitioner, Pat Richards, from Whittier Center for Spiritual Living, and someone you might already know, my best friend, Reverend Tracy Earlywine from Claremont, is going to give us our talk. And so I invite you to settle in and enjoy this day. And I invite our practitioner, Pat Ford, and she will be followed by Reverend Tracy.
And at this time, let's get started. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath and get settled. And just hear the sound of the bowl. And letting that tone simply reverberate into that center of your being. That place where love resides, where the divine spark is lit, where oneness is your only truth.
And right here, right now, in this amazing God-filled space, oneness is our only truth. Breathe into that image of oneness in your heart. These are the images that I see. I see everyone in a big circle, each hand interlocked with the other hand. And then I see arms interlocked with each other. And I see the smiles reflected off your neighbor to the right and your neighbor to the left. And to that wonderful person across the circle from you, smiling back. And then I see and feel the love and the energy that this amazing circle provides. And then join me in taking one step forward in that circle. And I want you to hear that strike of that foot on that floor. And as that unison of that foot, all these feet striking the floor at one time, hear that strike. And hear that energy reverberate out back into the circle. And it's not only you moving forward, it is this amazing group moving together as one. Moving together as one in love, moving together as one in peace, moving together as one in understanding and in compassion. That is our truth. There is no other truth. That this is the family, this is the community, and that this is our forward momentum. Our hearts and love and energy are one. And I'm so grateful to be here, grateful to be of service today, grateful to share this time of compassion. So join me in saying, and so it is. So my reading today is from Creative Thought, dated April 2014, and it's called I Am Love in Action. The divine reveals itself in all as love intelligence, and I am the love intelligence revealing itself powerfully in and throughout my life with gentle power as all that I think, say, do, and become. I dedicate my whole life to being the revelation of love and my motivation and my reward for living. I observe my world with compassion as I speak to the purity and the innocence that I see. I listen with attentiveness as the divine speaks to me in every conversation. As I look at others, I know that I would willingly have them see me as I am, and I see myself through their eyes with new clarity and self-compassion. I become the harmony and openness that I seek, and I bring peace with me into every room and in every situation. I live with sweetness I have never known before, and that fills and uplifts me now. As I yield to this inner loving nature, I transform in wondrous ways with energy filling and vitalizing me, with opportunities opening before me at every step. I become so grateful with grateful appreciation that I see that all I see is good revealing better. The perfect law of love and action uplifts me now. I release my word, and so it is.
So Science of Mind teaches, and the mystics have always taught, that the ultimate reality is one of oneness. This idea of inclusion expressing as oneness, in other words, being able to see others as part of the one.
that truly there is no other, and that instead of our differences creating division and fear, there is a spiritual truth of which we are aware, that there is one mind, one power, one life, one energy, and that although we ourselves as expressions of life are different, different perspectives, different experiences, different backgrounds, different gifts, the truth is we are all filled with just one life, one power, one essence of spirit that is all that is. Now that experience of oneness can seem pretty far away when we're looking at today's seemingly fragmented world. And just saying that love is all there is, or God is all there is, or we are all one, doesn't always help us to feel loving or inclusive or compassionate. And sometimes, even when we feel it and we say it, it doesn't actually heal anything. I'm thinking of what happens after there's been an act of violence and people all over the world send their thoughts and prayers. And yes, that is the first step. That is important. That is the ground of all being. And yet it's not enough to stop what is happening in the world if it remains simply in our minds. The word love is a verb. We are called to take action. And science of mind teaches that we treat and move our feet. And so today we're talking about love in action. What does that look like to act on or act from or act with love? Because just to know love isn't enough in this world of time and space, of material things and other beings. It's not enough if we don't also engage. And it is in that engaging that we actually promote the changes we wish to see in the world. And so what does that action of love look like? How does that help us bring about the peace and the justice and the honor and the compassion and kindness that we all want to see in the world? What does that look like? Well, I think loving as an action starts with ourselves. Because what we know is that it always starts within. It always starts within. And why do we do the action on ourselves first? Well, I want to quote a great philosopher, Jonathan Higgins. Now, you may know that name if you are of a certain age and you too enjoy watching Magnum PI reruns. Jonathan Higgins is the little British guy, and he said, "The better one feels about themselves, the better the rest of the world looks." And isn't that the truth? In other words, we have to be grounded and comfortable within our own skin before we have room to see what's out there in the world in anything other than a threatening light. Right? Because if we don't feel good, if we are not secure, if we are not aware of the life that we are, then it's really easy to come out swinging whether you need to or not. So we start with understanding ourselves in terms of love. And any of you who have done inner work at all by any name, whether it's spiritual or therapy or your psychiatrist or your life coach or simply your big sister or whoever it is, when you do your own work, one of the first things you realize is that within you, there are a multitude of identities. Right? You're the faded hippie from the 60s, and you're still the four-year-old that likes their peanut butter, and you are the role that you play at work or in your family, and that you're in your emotional landscape. All ages exist simultaneously, and it's quite crowded in there. And the work that we do within is to see and understand and appreciate all those different aspects of these identities that we carry. And the work is integration. In other words, owning and honoring and keeping what serves me what has brought me to this point, and letting go of the rest and making new choices in order to move forward. But it's this constant process of, oh, look, there's that thing about my mother again, and reintegrating, re-understanding, re-assimilating who I am in my entirety. And really appreciating the fact that who I am at all different ages within me actually is part of what gives me the joy of life and the willingness to engage in my spirit of adventure and my space for loving and being present. That all of the experiences and gifts of my life have brought me here, that I might be present now. Howard Thurman tells us that there is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of the genuine in yourself. He says that is our true guide. It's that place of authenticity within us that we recognize, that we feel in our bones, that is the truth of who we are and where we come from when we stay conscious, when we stay aware, when we stay grounded, when we remember that we are part of a greater whole and that fear has no place. The second place that we do our work, where we put love into action, is in the world. We take our grounded selves and go out and look around. And we see that same diversity of expression outside that we find within ourselves. There are people from different backgrounds and countries, and there are people from different speaking different languages, there are different colors, there's a wild expression of creativity. All kinds of life exists where we can see and hear and interact with. Now, when I think about loving that whole world, there's a part of me, I like to think it's the enlightened part, that says, of course, it's beautiful. And then there's my little lizard brain, that part right back here, that says, ooh, you are different. You are probably dangerous. Both of those things exist inside of me. And so what am I to do with that? If I allow my conscious mind to recognize that when I move into a place of divisiveness or fear or separation, when I see someone or experience someone as other and want to pull away, that I have a choice. That at that moment, I'm being called to something higher. You know, there are some differences that make a difference to people. We all have our pet peeves, you know. But truly, we are all expressions, distinct expressions of the creativity of spirit. And that our unity of oneness is not sameness. It's not being the same as each other. And unless we really understand the differences between us, we'll never develop a consciousness of oneness. We'll only keep drifting towards people like ourselves, towards sameness. And sameness is a pale imitation of oneness. So when I look out on the world and see a diversity of life, of colors, of imaginations at work, of ways of living, of points of view, I am actually seeing the full expression of God. And there is no need to pull away as much as there is a need to understand. We all come from the same source. That is our field of oneness. This life in me, this life in you, is the same life. How we choose to express is uniquely our own. And some of you are pretty unique. Yes, you are. So what do we do in the world? We build individual relationships, right? We get to know a single person or a small group of friends or perhaps our extended family. We build these relationships of understanding one-on-one. And when we get to know someone, we can love them more easily. And so this ability to connect and to understand that, yes, you're different than I am, but you're fascinating. Or, wow, I don't know anything about quantum physics. Tell me more. Or baking, or car repair, whatever it is. You know, we have an opportunity to grow and expand and transform and modify our own lives in ways that work for us as we get to know and broaden our perspective of who and how other people are in the world. It's like having an appreciation for hand-spun yarn. Those of you that do crafty work, you know what I mean. You could use fabric as an example. You have this yarn that is a rich color, it's a beautiful texture, and when you pick up three or four different colors and you hold them together, you can see something happening, and then all of them are woven together into a tapestry. And it ceases to be an individual piece of yarn as much as it becomes an overall picture, something with richness and texture and beauty. And the truth is, right now, we have a hole in our tapestry. We have gaps in the pattern that are filled with turmoil and injustice and anger and sadness. Certain threads have been removed or damaged. And there's a need to repair that. There's a call from each of us to make it right, to make it whole, to see the wholeness again recognized and revealed. Now, how do we do that when science of mind teaches us not to put our energy into what we are against? You know, it's really easy to walk around saying, I don't like that, I don't like that, that's awful, that's horrible, that shouldn't happen. But what we find is that there's no power in the negative other than to create more negative. Ernest Holmes tells us that strife only begets strife, and that love alone is what heals. So what do we do with the anger? What do we do with that sense of injustice that we see all around us? How do we find our way from the negative back to the inner power of what we are standing for? And what I propose is that we look for the truth within the turmoil. In other words, where I see injustice, what I know is that the truth of the universe is order and balance and wisdom and peace. And I stand for those things. So when I am aware of what I stand for and I keep the why I'm against injustice or racism or violence or crimes against humanity, when I know why and I keep that up front, then I can stand in the principle of peace and say no and move as yes. In other words, there's no reason for me to accept what is not right in the world. And I understand that my opinion of what's right may change over time or may not match another's. But my understanding of peace and love and kindness and compassion as the power of my life allows me to take action that provides for a solution and allows that which is not of God to fall away. And so I say no to racism. I say no to division and separation. And I put my movement, my energy, my power, my momentum into my yes, and I work for peace. And I work to clarify and to teach and to bring an awareness of something greater
than what is before us that is up for healing. And love is what heals. And my action in and as love is what brings the healing forth. Marianne Williamson tells us that all great social justice movements have been rooted in spiritual traditions such as Quakerism, right? Or the Protestants defying the government to live a free religious life, and a free country is born. You know, we have this history of coming from a spiritual value system that brings about social change. She says, if you have a clue as to what changes one heart, then you have a clue as to what changes the world. So what we do in our individual relationships, the one with ourselves and the one with each other and the one that we have with our spiritual nature, when we seek to understand the differences, when we seek to appreciate and integrate that which is serving us, which is positive change, which is healing in its nature, which gives life rather than restricts life, then we are able to move the world forward into a greater expression of that genuine nature that we are. And so your call to action this week for yourself is to educate yourself. This coming week, on Monday and Friday, there are two diversity webinars that are being put on by Centers for Spiritual Living Home Office. You can find the links to those in your e-blast that you got this week or on our Facebook page, or you can go directly to csl.org, to the homepage for Home Office, and find the links to those diversity webinars that talk about this subject in terms of today's news and who we are as a spiritual community in response to the injustice that we see. You might want to try a daily news source called All Sides. All Sides takes the same news story and gives you the left, right, and center perspectives on how this is being reported so that you might better understand how other people view the same issue rather than seeking sameness and just drifting towards those who already support your already established opinion. I also found a blogger. For me, I've been looking for authors and writers and musicians to help me understand the black community better. And I found a blogger. Her name is Tiana Berlotta, and you know her because she was a gold medalist in track and field in the Olympics with the women's relay team and a couple of her own races. And she writes short essays. For example, one of them dealt with Running While Black. And it was in response to the jogger who was killed. He was just out for a run, and he was killed because people were afraid of him. And what it is in her writing is a peek into how she thinks about what she does in the world that she finds herself in. And it is a perspective very unlike my own. And so I learn. I become a little more aware, a little more cognizant. I am fueling what my next action will be in the world. And of course, to educate yourself, it also means you do your spiritual mind treatment and then move your feet. From that prayer of being willing and open to be part of the solution, allow yourself to see what is yours to do next. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be something, a direct kindness, an honestly asked question, a willingness to hear a story. Treat and move your feet. And when it comes to the world, I challenge you to show up, be present, witness for someone else what is going on in their lives without your opinion, without whether you think it's true or not, or a problem or not, but to simply be present, to listen deeply. I challenge you to give.
Give to those organizations that promote social justice. Find, and it does, again, it does not have to be Black Lives Matter, although it could be. It could be something that supports single mothers. It could be an organization that promotes food security in poor neighborhoods. Find a way to give back, to give of yourself, to give of your treasure to those things which support social justice. If you want to change the world, then speak up. When somebody makes a comment, knowingly or unknowingly, that is unjust or inconsiderate or makes assumptions or is downright bigoted, say something. And remember, you're always coming from the place of love and expansion that is the truth of your heart. And when you come from the heart, from that genuine within you, you will be guided. You will be led to say or do something of love and compassion and kindness. You can speak up against racism and injustice because you are for peace, because you are for inclusivity, because the many colors of the garden create a beautiful tapestry of life. And it is not to be torn and ripped apart, it is to be mended. And we are that. We are that which is the love that heals. And so go into your own heart and out into the world and be the love that you are, and let your action bring about the peace and justice that we all want. Namaste. Please join me in a moment of prayer. Taking that deep breath once again into that heart center. Feeling in your bones the light and the love that lives within. Feel your own blood coursing through your body. Feel your heart beat. Your lungs expand and contract. For it is here in this place, as this one person, that life shows up. And this life that is in me is in everyone. The breathing that I do is the same air breathed by everyone. The life that moves through me is the life that animates all things. United in this energy of life that we all share. I speak my word for the consciousness which we also share, the one mind, that mind of wisdom and clarity, that place of power that is the truth of our being. And from this place of one mind, one energy, one life, I speak a word for the unfolding of love in the world in an ever greater way. I call forth that which is in me and which is in everyone to show up as our best selves, as our spiritual sense of life united, honoring, appreciating, grateful for those things which set us apart one from another, and those same things that we find in common. What I know is that my relationship with myself and my world is of God. And if I know it for me, I know it for everyone here, that as we get to know the truth of who we are, we begin to see the truth in everyone else. And that truth is also love and compassion, a desire to belong, to be included, to be heard, to be seen. The soul wants to give its gifts.